You know, I still remember that Friday night, when a bottle of red was demolished with ease as we both relaxed after the demands of the week. And such a long, long, long week it had been. Sipping the next red, we both relaxed and sighed again as you nuzzled into my neck, a lazy hand rubbing my chest, my right arm around you, holding you closer. And then, as the music played, in your little, quiet voice, you said something I'll never forget. Have you ever had a pair of handcuffs? Excuse me? You smiled. Have you ever owned a pair of handcuffs? And I stretched a little, so I could turn slightly and catch your eye to see you smiling warmly. And I knew that smile. It was mischief, pure mischief personified. And so I said softly, would it surprise you if I said yes? Her fingers tightened a little on my chest in response, and she giggled softly, feeling my heart race a little, the red wine loosening her tongue. Mary told me a story today. Oh, really? My thoughts were in disarray. Was she about to say what I think she was going to say? We had a coffee at lunchtime, and she was glowing, big bright grin on her face, and I asked her if she'd had a good weekend. Well, we both know the answer to that one. She tapped my chest in a gentle admonishment. Hush, this was different. In what way? I'm not kidding, she was absolutely giddy. I paused and asked the question that needed to be asked. But what's that got to do with handcuffs? And I held your eyes and saw the blush, and I knew the answer already. Felt you squirm slightly, and then you buried your face into my chest, but I could still hear you explain. She told me some things. And then I stroked your hair, that long, curly red hair, the fiery, cosmic aerials that feed your desires for smiles and derision and anger. But I digress. Isn't that the life of a redhead's significant other? Well, a date that hopes to become a significant other. What did she say that made you so sheepish? She made me blush. Why? She replied into the hairs on my chest, almost as if she didn't want to admit such things. Well, she faltered. You know, Mary, she's not backward at coming forward. I know. She just sounded so excited, and every word she kept saying just made me blush even harder. Why? I started imagining what I would have done. And that was when I felt you squirm harder against me, a thigh rising, back arching a little, tensing, pressing and warm, nails grasping, but ever with a smile upon your face. But a greedy smile, and a smile nonetheless. As you kissed and ground your hips again against my thigh, just rubbing as my hands clasped you to me, and even bit me gently as that earlobe swelled and went red. Not as red as other places, but red it turned and red it stayed, as your mouth began to rove. She was handcuffed to the bed, and when she described it, she just stopped. And then smiled. I bet she did. No, she stopped, but I couldn't help but think. Swirls of kisses, as buttons were undone across my chest. I couldn't help but think, what would I have done? Stretching, I broke the embrace and leaned over to the bedside cabinet, opened the drawer and reached inside. to claim an object, grasping it, all shiny, and then sat back on the bed and dangled it before you, watching you watch the dimming sunlight glance over it, seeing the shy and yet hungry desire it created. Shall we discover what you would have done? And as clothes were unbuttoned, unzipped, let loose and let free, there was another moment. A breathless moment. A tender moment of nakedness. As I reached again to the drawer and withdrew the twin to your delight, clipping one wrist in place and then the other to the bed rail. See, it's so easy to just let yourself be free, I said softly. And then I saw your eyes widen as my hands reached again into the bedside drawer, taking more metal into my hands as each ankle became prisoned to the bottom of the bed, watching you squirm as you realized the ultimate fate. Wrists and ankles, creating a delicate moment. Fight or defeat, struggle or acquiesce. With slow wet kisses, roving and searching, you realize now just what Mary had felt and why she had blushed. As warm and probing touches made you shiver all over and sigh. From the forehead down to the warm taste of the ensculpted shoulder, to the side of your chest when your breath heaved back and forth, to the ribs, to the belly, to the hips. Squirm, I dare you. It won't matter a damn. Now you know why Mary had smiled. Because there's nothing you can do when your chosen one opens his mouth and hears you squeak. Languid swirls of tongue and mouth, and I know you would normally run your hand through my hair and grasp me to you whilst uttering filthy words as your lungs and hips dance and empty themselves, all the while tickled to a point of no return. But handcuffs are useful things, aren't they? Ah, such long, gently soft kisses.